Greetings, fellow travelers. So today I wish to address the metal element, which is truly the mental aspect of all of ourselves. The organ systems that it corresponds to are the lungs and the large intestine. Interestingly enough, you know, the lungs are what is the most vulnerable, right, to flus, bronchitis, and particularly this coronavirus, COVID-19, attacks the lungs. So on some levels, as we're looking at this profound paradigm shift that we are all living, and the unknown, the pause on all of our lives, you know, what we had thought we had control over, right? Our security, our survival, our livelihood, everything has just been put on pause. And our mind, especially in this modern world, is what tends to think it can control what is occurring, what is happening. And it is the most unsettled, right? It is that part of us that thinks it can, you know, make a firm plan that will guarantee dot, dot, dot. So the stress of not only, you know, the health of our loved ones, our elders, the caregivers on the front lines is being challenged, but it's really this innate capacity of all of us to survive, to live, to breathe, right? So the lungs deal with, you know, our inhale, our exhale. It is the part of ourselves that deals literally with immunity. When our metal element is weakened, this is when we tend to have asthma, spontaneous sweating, dry cough. We can be prone to bronchitis, allergies, eczema. You know, the skin is part of that buffer to the outside world. On more of the emotional and mental levels, the metal is what is called the speaker of the sacred. When it is in balance and in harmony, what we think, ideally, would be this innate expression of our authentic heart source self, that what we say is not in a schism with how we are truly feeling. It is also that part of ourselves that deals with vitality. It's our intellect. It's how we organize. Out of balance, it can be, you know, that striving for perfectionism and wanting to control. It is also the part of ourselves that is most challenged with letting go. You know, the season of the metal element is fall. So nature is showing us that autumn, fall, is that time of after the harvest, the leaves of the trees and the flowers, everything falls to the ground to become the mulch for winter's hibernation. If we are not in balance with this natural part of our evolution, we tend to want to hold on. These are the individuals who can be so intellectually governed that trying to control everything, to think their way out of every situation, they are often the most challenged by loss. And thus, grief can be absolutely just a deconstruction of how they have tried to live their lives. Grief can be something that can become so consuming, it literally drains their life chi, and that they become exhausted, debilitated, and overwhelmed. You know, these would be the example of, and again, individuals I've worked with for many, many years, you know, the scientists. You know, I would work with many individuals who'd come from the Los Alamos labs and brilliant physicists. And they would have lost, let's say, you know, a parent and then maybe a child. And they would just try to keep controlling and working and just not feeling, right? So out of balance, the metal element becomes unemotive. It can be a little bit like Spock, right? Does not compute. And this isn't a judgment. It's just been their coping mechanism or their imbalance where they're way too in that threshold of thinking, controlling, and organizing. So that then, you know, the loss of these two beloved beings in their lives, you know, that they would lose one of their favorite rose bushes. And even because it was so superficial, but they had tried to control everything, that would be, let's say, the straw that broke the camel's back. And all this grief would just overwhelm them, like they would just be unable to engage as they were used to. So these are the individuals like the wood element who are the doers, right? They're the thinkers. And I would say in these times, they also might already have the jobs where they are able to continue working and strategizing and earning, right? So they might be the ones who are the most financially set in these times of unknown. However, all of the societal unhinging, right? We start looking at a virus. You know, metal elements are often the individuals that suffer from an OCD because they're trying to control their environment to feel safe, to feel okay. So having, you know, this unknown, you know, COVID-19 basically stop society can be really unraveling for their capacity of engagement, of feeling safe. And they may not show it, but they're the ones that can really feel that unhinging happening within themselves. So these are the individuals that might be stretched to learn how to be flexible, how to have compassion for those who have a lot less than they do. These are the individuals who can be a little bit more self-absorbed and might be challenged to think of others in different scenarios. But when we think of, you know, ways to help balance the metal, it can be that capacity of thinking outside the box, being ingenious, thinking of systems beyond our systems that we have to help others, to strategize of creating a new society that is more of the Aquarian age, that is thinking of the collective versus the individual. And I will continue to share more information of ways to help all of our aspects find balance in these truly challenging times. But the essential oils that can really assist, and actually literally your immune system, are going to be the pine needles. If you live in the forest, you know, pine needle tea is a great way to get vitamin C. Usnea, looks like a tree beard growing in the trees, is an old herbal remedy that's known that can be applied, even putting it as even a blanket upon your chest or upon your lungs to ease coughing. But things like fir and spruce can help us ground, can help us find courage to move beyond habitually restrictive patterns, that rigidity that the metal is often known for. And to balance the mind, body, spirit, eucalyptus globulus particularly is something that can help us in these times. Ravensara is something that can help us with depression or finding kind of positive aspects within these times of the unknown. And cypress, my Taoist teacher would talk about how cypress can help us have energetic boundaries, that the cypress tree was like giving us all a hug on our energetic levels. And cypress releases suppressed emotions. And it helps us facilitate that grieving process and really centers us in the moment versus spinning out into all the things that prevent us aligning with our source and our spirit. So when in doubt, go breathe, go out, go for walks. You know, inhale gently and deeply, imagining every cell of your being replenished with that oxygen exchange of a carbon dioxide back into the world. Many blessings.